You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
Welcome back into Zach and Evan here on Z Radio Live. We continue on with today's episode with a guest, an entrepreneur, angel investor, investment banker, co-founder, and president of Pura Vida Medical. It is Paul Hickey. Paul, thanks for joining us here on Zach and Evan. How's everything going?
It's going great, and thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
No problem. Well, one of the first things we want to talk to you about is just a little bit about you. I mean, I said about four or five different titles when introducing you. What is your background? Where did you get your start, and what are you kind of doing now?
Yeah, well, I've been an entrepreneur for 25 years, probably 20 years as an angel investor, investing in other early stage companies. One of my companies, QCOM, I took all the way from startup through an IPO back in 2003. I co-founded an investment bank and raised capital for fast growth companies for about 10 years. And then the last few years, I was just getting ready to be the CEO of a $200 million technology SPAC. that's a special purpose acquisition corporation. And then the pandemic broke out a year ago, and a partner of mine called and said, we need to build a mask factory in the United States because we can't get masks from China anymore. We're short, and we don't want this to happen again in the future. And so I said, all right, let's do it. And that's how I got into what I'm doing today.
Wow.
And yeah, that's great. Pura Vida Medical, it's called. And it's mainly, as you said, you know, producing masks and stuff and trying to prepare so make sure hopefully if this pandemic, you know, if it never happens again, that'll be great. But if it does, we'll be well prepared for it.
Yeah, you know, the thing that happened, it's really – interesting because obviously we've outsourced a tremendous amount to China for our PPE needs. And when the pandemic broke out in March, China stopped shipping all the masks because they kept them for themselves. And that's why our frontline workers were short for months and months. And that's why we jumped into this business. But now this is the really bizarre thing is we have such a short memory here. Now that, you know, China has started shipping masks and they've increased their production, now all the hospitals and government agencies are just buying from China because it's a couple pennies cheaper, and they're completely killing the U.S. companies that jumped into this business to support the United States, reshore jobs, help save lives. We're all getting killed right now because our own government and hospitals are saying, oh, yeah, you know, China's a couple pennies cheaper, you know, so let's just buy from them. And we have no chance of being independent for the next pandemic if that continues.
And especially if there is another, you know, instance where, you know, say the next pandemic, we can't go outside the country for things at all. And yeah. You want to make sure you have enough supply within the country. And what you're doing, I think, is great in terms of, you know, making it domestic. So this way, you know, we don't have to worry about importing, exporting, and stuff like that. And everything's getting out of hand.
And it's crazy because my girlfriend, she actually works in the medical field. She's a respiratory therapist. So she's been on like the front lines of this whole pandemic.
Right.
And yeah. even now, it's still hard for her to get any PPE or any type of protection, you know, and even to get a regular N95 mask these days. I mean, that's not even heard of, you know?
This is the crazy thing. So there is no shortage of N95 masks. In fact, the U.S. manufacturers like ourselves, and there's about 20 others that started last year, American companies manufacturing masks. We all got together and formed a little association. We added up our production. We, among ourselves, have enough to supply the entire U.S. market with N95 masks. Mm-hmm. There is no shortage. It's really bizarre why health frontline workers aren't getting them. And my fiance is the same thing. She's a healthcare worker. And the thing that's even more bizarre, and this is probably the most important message I'm trying to get out there, is that the CDC about a month ago, they tested a bunch of Chinese masks and 60% of them failed to meet the specs on the box, meaning they're fakes, counterfeits, or they're switching out the materials so they can save money. And this is not the first time the CDC and the FDA have made this kind of announcement. They've done it multiple times over the last 10 months. And so not only are the U.S. government and hospitals buying Chinese masks and hurting all the U.S. mask manufacturers, they're buying masks that are counterfeits, fakes, and don't meet the specs and aren't really protecting your girlfriend and my fiance on the front lines.
Yeah.
And so it's stunning. You know, it's like, how do I compete with someone that's selling fake stuff? You know,
exactly.
Yeah, and you know, people don't realize this too. Some people don't. Most people do, but the KN95 masks are not the same as regular N95 masks. You know, they're completely different.
No, we make both. We actually make a KN95 and an N95, and they are very different. Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, so it's like, it's just, you know, it's just like, you know, when you cut the cost down on things, you know, sometimes the cost is a very dramatic difference, and including with masks are the most important thing right now because they're helping save lives.
Yeah, no, I know it. It's just, I don't understand. You know, I'm not afraid to compete with China, but just put me on a fair playing field where I'm not competing with a bunch of counterfeits and companies that are switching out the materials to save money. And then they're beating us in the government agencies. I've bid on dozens of government contracts, and every single one I've lost to a Chinese company, not an American company, a Chinese company. And the CDC is coming out saying 60% of them don't meet the specs. What the heck are our own government and U.S. hospitals doing?
Yeah.
You know, if I was a healthcare frontline worker, I would be outraged at what I'm saying right now. Mm-hmm. And I would not use the Chinese masks that they were supplying them unless they were batch testing them. So here's the message to anybody that's a healthcare worker or somebody that's being supplied masks and they're getting Chinese masks. Ask your employer, are these being batch tested? And 100% of them are going to say no, they're not. And so how come they're doing that when the CDC is saying 60% aren't meeting the specs? Anyway,
yeah. Paul, so let me ask you this then. You know, what is Pura Vida doing to ensure that these masks follow the safety guidelines? What is Pura Vida doing that's basically as a stamp and an approval to say, like, to the customers, hey, these masks are safe to use?
Yeah, thanks for asking that. I get so caught up in China, you know, I forget to talk about my own product. So we, of course, comply with all the U.S. regulations. With the FDA and the NIOSH regulations are very strict. We're required to keep up with the standards. We pull masks off our production line every 2 hours, and we have our own internal testing lab. Nobody else in China does this, but we have our own. We spend a lot of money to have our own equipment so that we can literally test the masks every 2 hours and make sure that they're meeting or exceeding the specs, because this is serious. This is a medical device. This is not like a rubber band you're buying from China, and if one of them breaks, it's no big deal. This is intended to protect people from deadly diseases. And so we take it very, very serious. We've invested a lot to make sure that these masks are exceeding the specs, and we do it on literally every couple hours on the production that's coming off our production lines.
So, Paul, now that you have all this in place and you have all these, you know, at the warehouse, everything's flowing smoothly, how do you go about winning those bids that you said you had a tough time winning against China before? What is going to change the way the government's thinking about the way they, you know, get people to make medical supplies for them?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. Number one, believe it or not, most of our business is now coming from consumers who are hearing this message, and they want to make sure that they're safe. The ones that really need to be protected, you know, the frontline workers, healthcare workers, the older people that haven't got vaccinated yet, and even some of the older people that still want to have a mask even with the vaccination, the people that really are looking for protection, those consumers are finding us, and they're buying directly. They can buy direct from us as a manufacturer from our website. It's about half the cost of anything you're going to buy on Amazon or any other place that you find them. So you get them really cheap. Our products are less expensive than a lot of Chinese products, except for when we're competing for like a 5 million piece bid. Mm-hmm. That's when the Chinese beat us, and then the hospitals and governments are taking that. So for one thing, what we're doing is we're just trying to get the message out to the public, and then that will hopefully filter down to the buyers and the people that are buying these masks for institutions and companies and hospitals and organizations, that they get this message that we're talking about right now. So getting the message out there, letting the consumers know they're supporting us. We have dentists. Dentists are great, by the way, because there's 200,000 dentists. They're all a bunch of little entrepreneurs. So they don't have big buyers trying to save a couple pennies here. They're like, we need to protect ourselves and our patients. And so they're they're the ones, they're some of our best customers are the dentists out there. And then the people that just really are serious about being protected. And then we have doctors and nurses that won't use the Chinese masks anymore. So they're coming to us. But in terms of the bigger issue, how do we get the government to change? Well, we have formed a little lobby, lobbying group among our U.S. mask manufacturers. And we have hired a lobbyist and we're going after the Biden administration. He's talking very big about made in America, buy made in America, support U.S. manufacturing, build up U.S. manufacturing. And so we're going after him to say the federal agencies, if we want to be independent for PPE, which we should be for the next pandemic, the only way that's going to happen is if you support the U.S. manufacturers that are making them. If you put us all out of business by buying Chinese, there's zero chance we're going to be more dependent on them than the last pandemic. So we're going to try and get Biden to at least say, federal agencies, you got to buy U.S. manufactured masks and PPE because it's here now and we can support the U.S. market. So we're going down that path and trying to let the public know.
Exactly. And one of the things that's it's a little bit of a bright spot right now is that if, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel in terms of this pandemic. You know, people are getting vaccinated, as we talked about before. And we're starting to see some states, you know, loosen up a little bit on their guidelines. In your opinion, since, you know, you're so involved with the mask and the safety and all that stuff, should we be loosening up at this point? Is what's your opinion on the stuff that's probably be going on in the next 6 months?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And you happen to be talking to a mask expert, so I'm good to answer that. A couple things. Number one, if you're outdoors, you really don't need a mask unless you're like in a stadium with 100,000 people. The amount of viral load you need to actually catch the virus is pretty much can only come from being indoors. So for relaxing the mask rules on being outside, I fully support that. In fact, I've supported it for the past year. I think it's been way overdone. You know, I'm in Utah and sometimes I go hiking in the mountains and I'll see a hiker on a trail in the middle of nowhere with no one else around wearing a mask. And I'm like, I don't say anything, let them do their thing. And I even make masks. So you think I'd be encouraging it, but I'm not. I'm saying you don't need a mask when you're outdoors. And so I hope those rules loosen up because we should be outdoors anyways, because that helps getting the vitamin D and being outside and moving. As far as the mandates indoors, I think we got to be a little careful and not get too relaxed too soon. We're only literally a couple months away. You know, I think probably by this summer, or at the very latest, by the end of summer, we should be good without masks for the most part for the general public. Now, there's going to be people that are going to have to wear masks. The OSHA is coming out with regulations for new jobs that have to wear masks always, with or without a pandemic. And, you know, of course, healthcare workers, and it'll be jobs probably like servers at restaurants that are around a lot of people is my guess. And just jobs where you're in a position where you're just around a lot of people on a regular basis, those will probably continue to wear masks based on the new OSHA regulations. But as far as the general public, if you got the vaccine and it's summertime, I think we can relax a lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I hope we can get back to a sense of normalcy, you know, once this is all over. But, you know, obviously it's so important for everybody out there to even get their vaccines and to get their vaccine card, you know, to get themselves, you know, vaccinated. It's just, that is how this pandemic's going to end. That and wearing your mask. That's 100%, you know. What do you think about these, about some of these states that are just kind of, you know, already forgetting about the mask? They're getting rid of them. And it basically, like, you know, I guess in a sense, I feel too early.
Yeah, look, I sympathize. People are so tired of all the rules and the masks and everything else. So I get it. I understand why we're in a hurry to do it, but I think it's just a little early. I think just literally just a couple more months will make a big difference. But let's keep our fingers crossed that it doesn't create a spike anywhere. You know, spring and summer is usually better for flu season. It should be better for coronavirus. So I'm hoping. But you know, to all the other states that are listening, hang on just a little longer. It's just a couple more months, and I think we'll be good.
So as we wrap up the interview here, Paul, it's been great having you on. I mean, it's great to have someone who's so knowledgeable, because you hear all this, you know, this BS from, you know, oh, my friend's friend told me that the mask is doing this and that. So it's nice to have someone who's like actually in the know with this stuff. Where can people find some more information about what you do, your efforts to try to make everything more U.S.-based?
Yeah, just come to my website at puravita.com. I'll spell it. It's P-U-R-A. V as in Victor, I, T as in Tom, A.com, puravita.com. And there, by the way, I set up a code for any of your listeners. They come to our site, they get a 10% discount if they just punch in the discount code ZRadio.
Awesome. There you go. I love that.
That gets Zach going.
Yes.
There's nothing more that gets Zach going. Is one is discount codes in general, and two is discount codes based around him.
Yes.
So you made his day.
I love discount codes, and I love feeling like I'm important. So thank you.
Awesome. Let me just throw out something really quick before we finish it. Yeah. So there's this group of people that don't think masks work at all, and part of that's Dr. Fauci's fault for coming out at the beginning of the pandemic and saying, don't wear a mask, they don't work. And then, you know, a month later, it's like, yes, wear a mask. So I don't blame people for sometimes questioning that, but they do work. And it's really simple science that you can prove it on how effective they are. But telling people to wear a mask and not saying what kind of mask to wear is kind of like saying everybody needs to wear a seatbelt, but it doesn't matter what kind. You can use a bungee cord or some rubber bands. Or, you know, it's like if you're wearing a bungee cord seatbelt, you have the feeling that you're being protected. But if you're in an accident, your head's going through the windshield, you know. Mm-hmm. So the same thing is with masks. That's why the CDC came out about a month or so ago and said double mask, because a lot of the cloth masks don't provide hardly any protection. They're very minimal. Mm-hmm. There was an interesting study these MIT professors, mathematician gurus did, and they built this model that said, if you're in a room that's 10 by 20 with 10 people and one person has COVID, how long does it take before you get it if you don't have a mask? And the answer is 18 minutes on average. And if you have a cloth mask, it's 20 minutes. So it hardly gives you any protection. If you have a 3-ply surgical mask like we make with super soft ear loops, so if you have strings masks and your ears are hurting, you need our super soft ear loop masks. Everybody loves them. Mm-hmm. But if you're wearing one of those type of masks, then you're protected for about 4 hours. And if you're wearing an N95 masks, it's 14 hours. And so the mask, if you're really looking for protection, you should be buying N95 or one of our KN95s. We make the only US-made KN95. All the others come from China. And ours is the only world's only ASTM level 3, which is a high medical grade level. We built it on purpose that way because for the healthcare professionals that couldn't get the N95s, we wanted the next best thing was the KN95. So anyway, that's all.
That's awesome. Use the discount code ZRadio at checkout on Pura Vida's website. Thank you so much for joining us here on Zach and Evan. Seriously, you know, I can go on for hours and hours about this, but seriously, you've definitely nailed the point at home. Paul, thanks again for joining us here on Zach and Evan.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.